Scottish Careers Week 2024 is taking place from November the 11th to the 15th. It's a collaboration between Skills Development Scotland and other local and national partners. Campaign's goals are to help people of all ages explore and understand their career choices, showcase job opportunities across Scotland's industries, highlight the support available to people across Scotland, and celebrate the power of career support. And we've got two people from the council here to talk about what we're doing to celebrate Scottish Careers Week in Argyll and Bute. So we're here this week to talk about Scottish Careers Week, and I've got with me Katie and Scott. So I'm going to ask you both to introduce yourselves and tell us what you do with the council. So Katie, you go first.
Hello, yes, I work within the council's HR and organisational development team. So I'm an HR and OD officer for the theme of resourcing.
Fab, thank you. Welcome. And Scott.
Hello, I'm Scott. I'm the DYW, so that stands for Developing the Young Workforce Lead for Argyll and Bute, and I sit within the education team.
Lovely. Great to have you both. So maybe just start off with the basics. Katie, tell us, what exactly is Scottish Careers Week?
Yep, Scottish Careers Week is an annual national campaign. It's coordinated by Skills Development Scotland, and that's to highlight the support that's available for people of all ages across Scotland to help them understand their career choices and options. It's generally an opportunity for a range of people to get involved from a number of different sectors to celebrate the careers, the career support that's available, showcase all the different exciting industries that we've got across Scotland, and to highlight the opportunities and career choices that are available to people to shape their future. So this is the fourth year of the campaign. It's the first time that we've taken part within our team, and it's running from the 11th to the 15th of November.
Right, and I suppose it's maybe more obvious where developing the young workforce fits in, but and we'll come to Scott to tell us what they're doing in a minute, but why is the OD team started to get involved? What's drawn you in to do that?
So I suppose it's an excellent opportunity for us to showcase what's on offer for employees within the organisation and the ways in which they can help shape their future. So it's during as the week the campaign's running across a whole week, it gives us the opportunity to signpost at different stages across that week employees to the different range of opportunities that we've got. Through our My Council Work site, just to signpost them to those resources and give them kind of encouragement to think about different ways that they can shape their future, but the support that's available to our employees, basically.
Yeah, so really about developing in terms of, you know, what they might want to go on to do that's bigger and better, or maybe completely take a different option.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's obviously issues around skill shortages across Scotland and things like that. So it gives people the opportunity to think about whether they want to change their career path or, you know, other ways in which they can develop to progress within the organisation and learn something new or kind of realign their goals to move into another role at some point in their career as they progress and kind of develop. Because, you know, we're not always wanting to potentially stay in the one career path. So it gives us an opportunity to kind of diversify and move across different pathways.
Excellent. And Scott, obviously, it's more of a sort of obvious in terms of developing our young workforce. What are you guys targeting as part of this week with your work?
Yeah, so for us, for young people, really, the Scottish Careers Week, it's an opportunity for them to spark career inspiration, perhaps in industries that they might not have thought of before or aren't aware that's available to them within Argyll and Bute. So it's a chance for them really to make connections. And so we've produced a series of events and workshops around that kind of theme. So just for example, over in Tobermory, we've got a university and college fair taking place during the week for young people. Rossi and Dunoon are both getting workshops from our partners Ali Energy to inspire young people more in the BGE, so the junior phase of secondary school, into STEM careers and what that means and what that looks like in Ag Island Butte. But Gilphead Joint Campus are getting a visit from Balfour Beatty, who are hosting a series of workshops and challenges for the young people to get involved in. And Hermitage, we've got Graham, the engineering contractors, and Katie, I think, is it yourself that's going along from Ag Island Butte Council?
Yes, both delivering, are.
That's great, both delivering workshops for young people as well as that. We've got the Army and the Navy attending as well at Hermitage, which is great, and they've got some really close links with the Navy, with the base being located close by. In Oban, there's quite a few things happening. So they have the RAF coming in to visit. The Royal Navy are working with their music department on that particular week as well. And finally, we've got a careers afternoon for young people who are being mentored through the MCR Pathways Mentoring Programme. So specifically for those young people who maybe have some additional barriers to the world of work, and how we can inspire those young people into careers as well. So it's a broad range of activity, but something for everyone, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully there'll be a few people enticed into careers in the council as part of that through the crossover with Casey. But
yep.
Just shows the range of opportunities that there are in Argyll and Butte with all of those pretty big contractors or organisations that that's just a snippet of what there is that's going for people. So yes, hopefully we'll interest young people in a range of options they're not aware of yet.
Yeah, absolutely, that's what it's all about. And it's okay if a young person takes an interest in something and then realizes it's not for them, that's okay too, that's what it's all about. So raising awareness.
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't think these jobs, it's not easy to imagine what it would be like when you're just getting spoken to in third or fourth year at school until you actually experience it, is it? So it's, just about giving people choice. Mm-hmm. And Katie, what we've heard a lot about those fairs. What might employees of the council see as part of the campaign week that can help to support them?
Yep. So, on our My Council's Works pages, we're going to have links to lots of different resources. So, including the resources that we've got within our online learning system, Leon, including all of the content around AB 365. Also, information on the recently launched AB Recognition Programme, which allows us to nominate our colleagues or teams who we feel deserve recognition for outstanding achievements. So, this could also kind of be anybody who's maybe inspired you across your career pathway. Or kind of inspired you to shape your own future in a different way. So those sorts of content. Also linking to the employability team who work within the council as well, and also the employee assistance programme as well. There'll be resources there, because these are all ways in which, without maybe really knowing it, they impact us, and we can use these resources to help shape our future and things in that way. We're also spent the last year working with a videographer to film some career pathways with some of our colleagues across a range of different roles within the council. And this was done in partnership with Scott's team. And we'll be showcasing those career pathway videos so people can see their colleagues, and talking about their career pathways. Some of our modern apprentices as well have taken part in that, just to showcase the wide range of roles that we've got within the council. And we'll also be promoting those as part of the week to our young people as part of the campaign across social media as well with our comms team. So that'd be a great opportunity. And just touching on what Scott said about the event at the Academy, we'll be taking colleagues along from our climate change officer, Will Curry, will be coming with us, and our biodiversity project officer, Helen McCallan, she'll be with us as well. And also Susan Donnelly, who's our emergency planning manager, they'll be coming along, and we'll also be running a little workshop on employability skills for the young people with our employee relations advisor as well. So he'll be taking part. So it'll be a really, really great opportunity to showcase some of the exciting roles that we've got within the council.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got such a wide range, and you've mentioned just a few there, and there's just so many. I mean, it would be hard to rattle them off. And I would bet money we've got quite a few people that have done some really interesting careers of where they've moved from one thing to another and done different stuff, and perhaps now doing stuff that they never imagined when they first entered into their careers, but have progressed and moved on. So hopefully that whets people's appetite a little bit, and it just shows nicely that one council approach where how all of those services sitting in different places are linking up between, supporting employees, as you say, employability, how that can also then inspire young people to get involved as well, because we certainly want to attract that talent. And we've had some great examples of apprentices and things who've gone on to do some really great stuff with the council as well. So it's lots of different ways to take up some of those careers, and lots of support available for them. So Scott, how can young people get involved? Is it going along to those events? Is there
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's one way that they can get involved for sure is, attend the event that's closest to you, whether that's in your school or if it's in maybe in your community, get along to it and spark those conversations, and you never know where it will lead. If you can't make it along to one of those events, there is some more national things happening as well. So online through DYW Live, there's a series of industry inspiration talks taking place. So that will feature talks from large-scale employers from the construction industry, from digital technology, energy, finance, and engineering as well. So if you can't make it along to an in-person event, there's always the opportunity to head online and hear what they've got to say. And the other thing to mention as well is for employers. So employers can they've got the opportunity to attend or sign on to a webinar that's taking place. Again, this is a national thing. Getting started with DYW, it's called, and it's really just to walk employers through the first steps of how to engage with young people, how to inspire young people into careers within their particular field or their particular industry. So that's taking place on Tuesday the 12th, at 10 a.m. for employers as well.
fantastic. That's a good one for employers looking to for the next generation of talent. And Katie, what about employees? Where should they look for information? How can they get involved?
So we encourage employees to take some time to look at the campaign pages on My Council Works during the week, which, like I said, we've linked to various sources of support and information. Like I said, there's a number of different resources, like our learning system Leon, the digital skills pages for Microsoft 365, and use this time as an opportunity to find out more about the support that we've got out there to help people shape their future by speaking to their manager as well about your career aspirations. Doing this through one-to-one conversations or through the quality conversations process that we've got within the council. Also, just from a engaging with the young people perspective, council employees can get involved by coming along to the Future School engagement events that we do, that we go along and support. Those happen within all of the different schools across the geographical area. And also taking part in workshops to promote the jobs that we've got within the council to young people, because quite often I don't think they appreciate the range of roles that we've got, like we've touched on already, and the wide range. There are opportunities here within Argyll and Bute for young people, so it's just about raising that profile. So if we have employees or staff members that want to kind of talk about the different pathways that they've had or what's involved within a specific role in the council, those are really beneficial to the young people, especially when they're making their subject choices. So making themselves available to take part in these activities is also really, really helpful.
Another way that Katie and I cross paths and work together is through organising work experience for young people. So for example, when a young person expresses an interest in experiencing working life within the council or perhaps within a particular field or particular profession, I always go to Katie and ask, do we have anyone within the council that'd be willing to support this? So I think for me, and I know you would agree with this, Katie, this is a good opportunity to appeal to managers and to colleagues when you do get a request or a young person does express an interest in working within your team, it would be really helpful if you could, encourage that, take it on, and give that young person the opportunity to get some work experience, because you don't know where that will lead for that young person. That's something that people can do directly and have an impact on the future workforce.
Yeah, completely agree. We've got a growing our own toolkit that we've got within the council, which work experience is a key part, one of the initiatives within that toolkit, along with supporting summer students and sponsoring students as they're going through their university or college degrees and things like that. So Scott's right, work experience is a really great opportunity to give them a taste of what it's like working in local government or within a specific industry.
Yeah, so important if we do want to attract young people that we give them that taster of it, because I think it does have a lot to offer, doesn't it? And it's just a little bit of time could pique somebody's interest and mean they're the next chief executive of the future that we're growing here in Argyll and Bute. And I suppose, Scott, that sort of touches on important point that this is one week that promotes some of this, but DIW work continues all year round, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's an all year round mission for us. So and we can't be experts in every industry and every field. So we're reliant on employers and people who are employed within these professions to come ahead and to promote them themselves. There's nothing better than hearing it directly from someone within that career. So please do, when you get the opportunity to do it. I would encourage anyone to go for it, because as I say, you never know the difference it could make on a young person's career, and also it will help to sustain the workforce for the future in Argyll and Bute as well, which is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And although it's the first year that you're really getting involved for employees, Katie, what's your hopes for continuing this activity in the future?
Yeah, we hope that we can take part on an annual basis and kind of widen out the offering to employees and keep signposting people towards the resources and the opportunities that we've got here within the council for career development and upskilling, reskilling, to kind of meet that future workforce demand. Keep promoting the council as a local employer to the future workforce and potentially even the audience of, people looking for employment at the moment as well.
Fabulous. Well, I hope it's going to be a really successful and busy week for you with lots of interest. So really encourage everybody to check out what's available to go along to one of the workshops or just to get onto the council website pages and find out a little bit more and hopefully open up a new development for their career or an interest in a new one. So thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Katie and to Scott for telling us more about what's happening in Argyll and Bute for Careers Week. If you're interested in finding out more information, either go on the hub if you're an employee or search for Argyll and Bute DYW for more information.